Okay, this is a BitChute video, and I'm just going to spell this guy's name, KAMALPREETSINGH. And it's an interview with Dr. Kerry Madej, MADEJ, on medical fraud, vaccines, and the transhumanism agenda. This is a mirrored, I don't know where the original is, but this is a mirror on BitChute Full Disclosure Portal. And the date is April 24th, 2021. Here we go.
Guruji ka khalsa, Waheguru ji ki fateh. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today's show is going to be a very important one because we have to talk about the vaccinations. And to join us, today we have a very special guest from United States of America, none other than Dr. Kerry Madej. Welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going to talk about the vaccination. So before we start talking about the vaccinations, first we need to give a base to our audience, like what this coronavirus pandemic is all about. So before we start, can you please explain, introduce yourself to the audience so that we can move forward?
Yes, I am an internal medicine doctor. I graduated medical school in 2001 in Kansas City, Missouri. And I ended up owning two of my clinics, being medical director and being a teacher for medical students for 8 years. I've researched a lot about vaccines for over 20 years, and I have also attended business and scientific meetings where they talked about the future of humanity around the world. And when I saw that those technologies in those meetings that they were talking about were being used in these new vaccines for COVID-19, I decided to warn everybody around the world because I fear that these are crimes against humanity.
Right. Thank you so much for your work, doctor. And now we ask you a question, which is about the coronavirus. Is it a real medical pandemic, or what are your views about it?
No, by any definition, we do not have a pandemic. If you look at the death rate of anything, of all-cause mortality around the world, it stayed about the same. We don't have an increase of deaths from this at all. So this is about the same as any other flu season. It's really the media that has scared everybody. It's the media that has pushed this, and also with different world leaders around the world. They're pushing this agenda. They're pushing the fear and the panic.
Right. Right, doctor, you said that there is no increase in overall mortality, but if we look at the death rates of COVID-19, especially in the United States of America, it is rising too fast, and it's quite a lot. So what do you think, why the death rate of COVID-19 is so high?
Oh, well, that's easy. If you know anything about statistics, you can really manipulate that. What they're doing is they're counting anything that looks like the flu, because, the COVID-19 is the flu in essence. Anything that looks like the flu is counted as COVID-19. Even if you don't have a positive test, you can have a car accident, you're still killed of COVID-19. It's unbelievable. So you can just die with it, and it's considered a cause. Also, we know that the testing mechanisms are terrible. We're using something called a PCR test. It was never intended to be used for diagnosis, but we're using it inappropriately for this. And we know that when we use this kind of a test, we will get many false positives, sometimes twice as many. They know this, but this is just to justify and amplify the number of cases so that they can push the other agendas that are really the main. It's not about a virus. I hope people can see that by now. It's a bigger worldwide agenda. It's about the Great Reset, bringing in the new world order. And that's really what we need to face about what's going on right now.
Right. So, doctor, here you mentioned about manipulating statistics, or the doctors using death certificates to manipulate the cases. Mm-hmm. So here, what we need to understand, that you also mentioned about the New World Order and the Great Reset. Why would the doctors give COVID-19 as a cause of death in the certificates, and how is it related to the New World Order?
Well, they're being paid a lot more money. If you just simply put the diagnosis of COVID-19, you can get almost $2,000 more per patient. That's a lot of money. If somebody is admitted to the intensive care unit and then put on a ventilator, they can get between $13,000 and $16,000 more just for that one person. And then there's other services that are piled up. So the money that they make is quite a lot more money. The other thing is, and I know this from my colleagues who still practice in hospitals, they're being pressured to put the diagnosis on there. Sometimes they fear that they might lose their job if they don't put that diagnosis on there. So there's a lot of different pressures. There's monetary incentive. And so that's why you're seeing that happen.
All right. So here we are clear about it, audience. So there is monetary incentive and there is peer pressure that you can lose your jobs. And so it is, even if you would see like World Doctor Alliance, if we see Dr. Carrie Maday and we try to look up her in YouTube or we search about her in Google, you say they have been fact-checking her and removing all the videos and we have been facing medical censorship. So why this medical censorship is being there? Why don't we see open debates? What do you think about it?
Well, we have not had freedom of speech in medicine for decades. I can tell you that we absolutely know in science and medicine the cures for many things. I have been a part of research where we found the cures for things. For instance, Pfizer, everybody knows that drug company, they actually found out, they were working with a scientist who found out the cause of why people get blockages in their arteries and have heart attacks. Well, the cause actually comes from dental bacteria, believe it or not. The bacteria goes and travels and goes into the artery and into the wall of the artery. Well, then it weakens the wall so that your body's smart and it knows that it doesn't want the artery to burst open and bleed. So it puts cement around there, which is called plaque. When they found that out, they said, I wonder if our antibiotic azithromycin will work for it. So they did a study. We were part of it. And at first, the study was doing great. All these people's blockages were shrinking, and that's what we thought. And then all of a sudden they stopped the study. They told us not to do it anymore. And we asked the researcher why, and he said, well, because it was working too well. The blockages were just disappearing. There were no more blockages. That means the person didn't have the disease anymore. And he said, nobody can know that. What are we going to do for a living? All of my colleagues, all the other doctors said, we can't tell anybody about this. I and other people were threatened. They said, don't tell anybody about this. If you do, you'll never work again because we can't let anyone know this. What will we do for a living? How do we make money? That's literally what my colleagues said. That's just one of many things we know how to cure people with. So it's really for money. We're all a dollar sign. It's about making people sick and maintaining them sick for the dollar. And that's right. Just a sad state of affairs.
Right. So if we follow the money trial, we come to understand that how it is linked to the death certificates and how this rising in cases. So, doctor, just a quick question. Is the rising cases means rising sick patients or does it mean something else?
It just means positive tests. And what is a positive test, right? You know, there's different kinds of tests they're giving out. Oh, we also know many of the tests were contaminated, meaning they already had the COVID-19 positive in them. Two batches from our own country in the Center for Disease Control. How did that happen? They were already positive. How many other batches are like that? There's a lot of fraud and mismanagement going on. So just because you have it doesn't mean, or positive, it doesn't mean you really have it. We don't have confirmatory testing to say if you really have it or not. These are just screening measures that were never used to be really diagnostic measures.
Right, right. So FDA has given this PCR test an emergency authorization. It's not approved. And even the inventor, Dr. Carrie Miller, said that this is not for diagnosis. And the manufacturer also writes on the kit that this is for research only and not for diagnosis. But so surprisingly, the world is using this as a gold standard test. So so when we talk about the root of this problem, like why this is happening all around the world, then we talk about the Great Reset and the New World Order. But we will come to that after that. But first, let's talk about the vaccinations because that's the point of focus right now. So what vaccines are all about? So what's the theory behind the vaccines and what are the ingredients?
Well, a normal vaccine, you would actually take the actual virus, it's dead or alive, put some toxins in with it in a syringe and inject it into the person. The idea is that your body would see the weakened version of the virus, but get knowledge about how to fight it in the future without hurting you too much. That's the idea. Well, this time, believe it or not, we don't have the actual virus organism on file that's making people sick. they were never able to isolate the whole virus in its entirety. So what they were able to do is get pieces of genetic material in sick patients, and they only had pieces. So they said, well, this looks like what's making people sick. And then they had a computer program fill in the missing blanks. And so then they got the entire code, or the genetic code. And then they had a group of scientists that looked at it and said, yeah, that looks right. We'll use that. They literally came up with a code by using some assumptions that this code made by a computer and pieces from a sick patient was what was making people sick. So this is the first time, this is the first time in history we've ever done anything like that. So this is called recombinant DNA, recombinant code. Recombinant means we're taking pieces together and pushing them together. And synthetic gene synthesis, meaning we are doing something that's not from nature because we're using a computer code. This has never happened in the history of humanity, and we're doing a grand experiment on everybody. So now we have this code that we don't really know is the thing that's making people sick. But we're putting the code inside of our bodies, and our bodies are smart. So the body knows it's not from nature. It attacks it and destroys it like it should. So then they had to come up with another way to keep this synthetic code inside your body. And so they came up with some nanotechnology, which is called a nanolipid particle. So they take this nanolipid particle, they put it around the code, and then they inject it into the body. Now the lipid layer will fool the body, trick the body, allow the code into the cell. The cell reads it, and then will actually start making that code. The code is supposed to be part of the spike protein of the virus. So your body will literally be making part of the virus and spitting it out. How long? We don't know. There's no off button. It's also using mechanisms to bypass and change how your immune system works. This is dangerous. Our bodies are pretty miraculous and very intricate, and one thing can be just disastrous. So we're changing the way how the immune system works, and there's no off button. They have done animal studies on this exact vaccine with this exact virus, by the way, so it's not a new virus, in the last 20 years. And all the animal studies failed because they were changing how the immune system works. So when the animal saw the virus in the future, the body didn't react normally. It went haywire. It had an exaggerated response. And so the body started to attack itself. The lungs were attacked, more fluid. The liver was attacked, more liver failure, and many animals died. So it was a failure because they were manipulating the way our body's immune system works. So do you think it's going to be different this time? I don't think so.
That's correct. After you talked about the animal studies and all the animals were affected. So here I would like to tell you, the audience, that please screen record this, because in case this is pulled off YouTube, then we have it with you. Also, I wanted to tell you that please share this message to everyone so that they can watch this live and get the clue about what the vaccines are all about, because we are going to focus on the vaccines right now. So, Doctor, you mentioned about the animal studies. The animals were adversely affected. Now, if we talk about the humans, have they done enough safety testing of this vaccine on human subjects?
No, not even close. We're supposed to do 10 to 15 years of studies before we approve anything like this. We're doing it. And well, they started doing it in less than 1 year. And one of the companies, Moderna, bragged they were able to make the code in 2 days. 2 days. How in the world can you prove that is safe or effective? You cannot. We need long-term studies. We need to ensure that these kind of genetic codes, because now we're dealing with our genes, our genome, that we have to prove that it's not there long-term or taken up permanently, because that's a big deal. They're telling us, don't worry, it won't be permanent. Well, first of all, they don't know that. None of the studies will be done to the end of 2022. And if it is taken up permanently, everybody in the world needs to know this. By law, if anything becomes synthetic inside of our genes or genome, by law, anybody who owns the patent on that synthetic gene will then own part or all of you. And this is horrific to know. I'm speechless knowing that any court has approved that any human can be owned for any reason. So I believe this is why the drug manufacturers are being so strong and adamant by saying there's no way that this is permanent. They don't want you to know that it could be permanent, because if it is, wow, no human should be owned. Just know that we do know we use the same kind of mechanism in doing or creating genetically modified organisms like the plants and the vegetables. And you know this very well, Monsanto. Their plants are not fertile. They don't make their own seeds. They're not very healthy plants. They get infections quite a bit. They don't have many nutrients. Well, you can extrapolate that to humans. If we become genetically modified, we know we will likely be sterile, meaning not, we won't reproduce. We won't be as healthy. We won't live as long. Any kind of animal that's genetically modified, that's what happens. And anything that's genetically modified can be owned. This is really important to know that.
Right. So by the talk till now, what I'm able to sum up is that the virus that are we trying to fight has not yet been purified and isolated, and that's what we are trying to combat. And we are trying to diagnose it with a kit which is not based on diagnosis. And then we are giving it a drug therapy which is not approved, which is not having enough safety testing, and is not proven to be safe and effective. However, if we see on Google, or we see on YouTube, or media houses, or politicians, or medical doctors even, they all are saying that this is safe and effective. You all must take the vaccine, because it's not just about yourself, it's about protecting others. So how does the vaccine, if you take a vaccine, if you don't take a vaccine, how do you affect others? What's the theory behind this?
Oh, well, this is very important to know. In the drug manufacturers, their own studies, their endpoints, the only thing they're looking for their vaccine to do is prevent you from having one positive PCR test and one symptom. So it doesn't prevent being contagious or transmitting the disease. Remember, you can still be contagious and you can still get the disease. 100%. They admit that. So it doesn't protect you from getting the disease. It might make you have less symptoms, but you can still get sick. You can still die. You can still go to the hospital. And even Pfizer said, we think maybe it would only last 2 months after the second shot. 2 months. You're taking all of these risks for only partial immunity for 2 months. And you don't even know that because your studies haven't been completed yet. This is insanity. So, and now we know for a fact, a lot of people have gotten the shot and we know that they get sick afterward and they're testing positive. I mean, and we don't know if they're going to have another strain. What kind of thing are they doing in their body? We know that one of the main manufacturers or the scientists came forward and he admitted that he was worried because we were manipulating how the immune system worked, and he was worried we would be making worse strains, that the people that got vaccinated would be actually the ones that are dangerous to others. These are theories. You have to know that we're doing something brand new to the humanity, never been done before, more than one technology. So there's an unknown that is so grand. And we should not be experimenting on people's lives, because if you accept this injection, you're accepting to be in a stage four research project. So every doctor or nurse should tell you that you are part of a research experiment. And we have human rights. So we should know our human rights, which is we do not accept to be experiment. You should never be forced into this vaccine for experimentation. And it really, truly is. So we need to know that. And we have so much data on what this code has. It's a mishmash of different things. We know there's HIV-1, 18 subunits of HIV-1 in the vaccine. We know that people are testing positive for HIV-1 after they receive the vaccine. They tell us, don't worry, it's not a big deal, it's a false positive. How do they know? We don't know that. They know there's a lot of human, code inside this vaccine, meaning your body learns to attack anything in the code. Well, if there's parts of human tissue in there, like part of our placenta, it's analogous to part of our chromosome 8, which is important, our intelligence and fertility. Your body will learn to attack chromosome 8. It will learn to attack your placenta. This is unbelievable. We know that the rates of infertility will likely be high from these kinds of vaccines. We know autoimmune reactions will likely be high. We also know the rate of mutations will go up. That means cancers will go up and all different things. this is just unbelievable that they are able to do this kind of experimentation when the death rate is about the same as any other year.
Right. So the overall death has remained the same, but we are doing such a huge experiment on the humanity. So, Doctor, when your first video came out, we were all we watched it very because it had important concepts. Some of the concepts were not easily understood by the layman. Mm-hmm. So I would like to ask those concepts, like what exactly is transfection and how mm-hmm. does it affect us?
Well, transfection is the way that people make genetically modified organisms. Okay. So pretty much what you're doing is you have to understand everything has a code, which is called a genome. And it's like a language. You can read it. You can actually translate it even into a binary code like a computer. We can do that. And so you can read it like a like sentences. And so what they're doing is they're taking out maybe a word, let's say, and we know we have a technology called CRISPR. So we know we can go into your body through different mechanisms, different ways, and we can cut out like one word or maybe one sentence and then put in another word, just transpose it. And so then it has a different meaning, another effect. And so we can do that quite easily. And that's genetic modification. And so that's it comes under a big word called transfection. So when we do that, it could be temporary or permanent, depending on how, what mechanism they're using. So this is the same technology in these new vaccines. They use a process called transfection. They're telling us it's only a temporary form, but we know that's in a petri dish. That's in a lab that it's temporary. The problem is, so they're being correct in that. They're being sneaky though, because they're not telling you what our bodies can do. Our human bodies are very complex and complicated. And we have different things in them. We have enzymes called reverse transcriptase enzymes. So inside the body, even though in the lab it's temporary, when you do the same process inside of us, well, now our enzymes that we naturally have will take that and take it and go backwards, reverse it, go up into our nucleus where it can be integrated into our genome. And actually, there is research to prove that it can become permanent in a human now. We know that because of our inherent enzymes. So you have to understand, these scientists know that. They just were manipulating their words, trying to not let all of us know that. This is very unethical. You know, our science went to a very dark side with manipulation and dishonesty, and we need to bring that back. So this is a very serious thing that we're facing right now.
Right. So this looks very scary to me. And if we talk about the hydrogel and luciferase, those were two important questions that I wanted to know. What's hydrogel, how it affects us, and what mm-hmm. is luciferase all about?
So let me start with luciferase. Luciferase is a name that is given to a bioluminescent crystal. They have two that they use, neon green and luciferase. So these are smaller than a cell, and they can be injected into the body. They've used these in producing the vaccines. Whether or not they still exist inside the vaccines, we don't know. But anyway, when they're using these, they go inside the body and they prove whether or not you've been transfected. So if the vaccine works, this little tiny crystal will be within the cells that are transfected, okay, or genetically modified. So the idea is you could take a special application on, let's say, your iPhone and wave it over the person. You couldn't visibly see it, but the phone application could pick it up and say, yep, this person's been transfected or they've been vaccinated. And that's what they propose to use on us eventually. They also propose to use that to prove not just we've been vaccinated, but give us a digital ID or tattoo to give you a number, me a number, everybody a number, so that we are individually known to any computer system, any smart device, because they want us to have a digital ID so that we are part of the Internet of Everything. So the idea is to give us a barcode like a product in the store, so that everywhere we go, we wouldn't need a wallet, no cards, nothing like that. Our body is our commodity, and that we would be connected just like your cell phone's connected to anything around it. Your body would be connected automatically to any smart device, to anything in the 5G cloud, everything. This sounds like it's convenient, but think about that? Do you think that everybody is in your best interest? It's about really knowing anything about you, where you are, you know, what you're thinking. You know, they know what you're thinking too. If you're sleeping, if you're brushing your teeth, what kind of medicines are in your body, if you're drinking alcohol, anything in the world, they know. They know if you're lying. They have a polygraph, a lie detector test they can do. So those are bioluminescent crystals, but they're also put in with something called hydrogel. Hydrogel is that technology that takes and envelopes the mRNA, the genetic code I was talking about before. But see, it has many different functions. It's not just to deliver the drug. It also has biosensors in there. So the biosensors are gathering the data, all the things I told you about. Things that are nice, like your blood sugar and your blood pressure, but then also more intimate details like your thoughts, which is very dangerous. Who gets to know that? Because it's going to always gather the data. Where does it go? You know, they're telling us they have proposals that they would like it to go to the 5G cloud. And then a computer can analyze it. And then for the betterment of humanity, it would adjust and give us cryptocurrency or social credit based on if we're a good human or a bad human. And who's to say you're a good human? Because they know your thoughts. And to them, they said if they thought you were lying, like you said you were in one area, but you're really in another, just a white lie, nothing big. Well, that's a lie. And if you did that too many times, well, you don't get to eat good food. You don't get to go to school. You don't get to have a house you wanted. I mean, who are they to say that to us? So I know it sounds very extreme. However, that, you know, Bill Gates and Microsoft put out a patent to do this to all humans. And the plan is to do this to all of us around the world by the year 2030. And I happen to know this is true because I went to business meetings here in the United States, business owners meetings, where they talked about doing this here in Atlanta, Georgia. We would be a pilot city. They plan to launch this last year. They're behind. So they really want to do this quickly. And so they're one of 12 cities that would start here. And they said that they didn't need the approval from any of us, that they would just launch it. All the software is already in these phones, these smart devices. Their missing link is to get that hydrogel, that nanolipid particle, those biosensors. That's all the same. Those three names are the same thing. They're just different names. To get, once it's inside of us, then they can turn it on and voila. How long does it last? We don't know. But instantly, you lose your privacy. You lose your freedom. You lose your independence. So this is what scares me. I believe, in my opinion, this virus was created to push the agenda of these vaccines, because inside the vaccines is a way to control humanity very quickly.
Right. So, Doctor, from what you have told us by now, what it looks like, it's not about the virus. It's about control. So they want to control us, take our freedoms, and make a totalitarian control over the humanity. So they want the power to be limited in the hands of the few, and the rest should become their slaves. And so in this agenda, how does the vaccination help them? By making us weak? And also there's a concern about the infertility in the vaccine. So does it cause depopulation, and is there a mechanism to depopulate in that?
Absolutely. Well, we know for sure that there are two main ways that these vaccines can cause infertility. A, it's attacking chromosome 8, which is part of our fertility. Number two, there's a protein called syncytin that there's a code in the vaccine. Well, that syncytin happens to be on our woman's placenta and a man's sperm. So that means your body can learn to attack the placenta and sperm. And so with those two together, we know that the rate of infertility will likely be very high. So that's a really quick way in the next generation to depopulate. The other thing is that in the chromosome 8, that's our intelligence. So it's a possibility it could affect our intelligence negatively. You know, that would make people more docile and you know, not think very much, right? That it doesn't mean it will work. This is a potential. So those are ways that it can manipulate. The other thing is, what if they were able to get this synthetic part taken up into our genome? By law, overnight, entities would own us, like a Bill and Melinda Gates, Microsoft, or Department of Defense or a country, let's say. And then they would have the right to do whatever they want because we're just an animal, right? We're like a cow. We're nothing. We're like a product in the store. This is their idea. Doesn't mean they're going to get away with it. And then also with this nanotechnology, now that's a way to know everything about you, what you're doing. And they also said that they would like to use it for predictive policing. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie with Tom Cruise called Minority Report, but in that movie, it was about they were able in the future, they were able to know your thoughts. So maybe you were angry one day, you're in traffic and there's so many cars and you're just thinking, oh, I wish these people would go away. Maybe I want to, you know, run into somebody. You would never do it. You just think these things and you pass it off and you're a human and you know better not to do it. Well, the thing is you had the thoughts and the thought police, the computer picks it up and it stops you or maybe sends some people out to you because now you've had an angry thought. Well, we're human. We think these things, but then we have the ability to have a conscience and not do it. But in this, Bill and Melinda Gates, this Microsoft Corporation has proposed to use it for predictive policing. I mean, think about that. You're not allowed to think anything privately in your head anymore. That's not being human. You don't have the right to think your own thoughts anymore. You have to understand the intent behind these people. And let me tell you another scientific meeting I went to so you can understand better. One of the main doctors behind this, one of the main researcher scientists, his name is Dr. Craig Venter. And in the beginning, he said, what is God? God creates. Now we can create. Now we are gods. That should tell you a lot. So they believe they, not us, can be gods, and they can control the little people around the world. And in this meeting, he talked about patenting and owning humans. He also said if they were able to own humans, they were putting their names, writing their names inside of the genome, branding us. So this is very concerning that this is what they would like to do. So we are humans. We have human rights, and we should speak up for our human rights. And know that something happened in medicine for the last 10 years where the light, the goodness of humanity for men in medicine went away and the darkness came in. There's an imbalance in our medicine. So it's up to us, the masses of people, to speak up for what is right, for our human rights, and protect them. We should not blindly be giving our trust over to what is happening right now because it's not the same world it was even 20 years ago.
Right. So what I can make out is first they started with like 2 weeks to flatten the curve. They asked us to put on masks. Then they started with contact tracing. Then they asked to shut down businesses. Now we are arrested in our houses. And eventually we are taking the vaccine. So this was never about just the mask, just the virus, just the businesses, just the lockdowns. It's going to be a perpetual state of slavery that they are trying to impose on humanity. As Dr. Maddy told us that they are trying to put the hydrogel and nanotechnology in us and eventually control us through making all of us a product and which will be privately owned without our freedom. So if you see the past 1 year, what happened was we were locked down into our own houses, something which we would never accept. Scaring us with a virus, they made us sit in our own homes, arrested in our own homes. We cannot visit our family. We cannot go on holidays. So you see our partial freedom to travel has been taken off. Similarly, our freedom to breathe. We cannot breathe in fresh air. They're asking us to wear the mask. So our freedom is taken over there also. And eventually, we are going to lose more and more freedoms until and unless we stop complying with what they are saying. So we need to do united non-compliance. As Dr. Maddy said, we need to educate ourselves about the human rights, about our freedoms. And so, Dr. Hare, I would like to ask you one question that everyone asks us, that if they, for example, just like they made the mask mandatory, earlier it was not mandatory. So if they make the vaccines mandatory or if they want through corporations, they push this agenda that all those who work with us should have the vaccines. In that case, is it possible? And if it's possible, then how do we escape this?
Well, they're trying to avoid any, we have international laws that protect everybody in the world. And that was from World War II called the Nuremberg Treaty or the Nuremberg Code. And in that, it said no human should be forced into an experiment, which that's what's happening right now. These are experiments and they're trying to force us into that. We should be protected above and beyond anything that's going on. Well, what they've done is they said it's an emergency when it's not an emergency. They're lying. So under the emergency acts of in any country around the world, they're saying, well, because it's an emergency, we don't need to go by that. And that's a lie. You know, they're banking on all of us not knowing what our human rights are and what the international rights are and your individual countries, your constitutional rights or your Bill of Rights. They're hoping that none of us will know that. So even here in the United States, there's businesses pushing that, and there's a whole legal document that was written by lawyers, very well written. And I've given that to people to hand to their these business owners, and they read it, and you know, every time so far, it's worked. Because they themselves didn't even know what the rights of the people were. So, you know, part of it is just education. You know, you've got to educate each other. And I'm happy to provide you with documents that includes the international rights that we all have, because everybody in every country should know that. Now, I'm not saying that there's not going to be very tyrannical governments that try to impose it even more, but at least this can start the process of the education. And then above and beyond, all of us should be meeting together in each other's homes once a week, period. And, you know, do what they tell you not to do. They tell you not to hug. They tell you not to talk to each other. They tell you not, you always have to wear the mask. Or take the mask off. That's how we connect. It's dehumanizing when you put it on. Cook together, pray together, talk about what's going on together, meet together in closeness, because humans, we have a lot of power when we're together. And you know, when things get really bad in our world, we have this amazing energy inside of us that when we tap into that heart energy, that love energy, it makes us unstoppable. Look throughout the history of time. And I wish it didn't take such tragic things for that to light up, but start remembering who you are, start connecting. Start, that's our strength and that's our power. And that's what these little few people that are pushing the buttons are afraid of. They're afraid of us knowing that and remembering that. And just know that human beings, we are electrical beings too. It's measurable. So they've done studies, good studies, and they show that in a human being, our heart, this organ is so powerful, the most powerful organ in our body. And that in an average human, this energy that they measure from the heart, the electrical and magnetic energy goes out 6 feet from our body. And in some powerful people, powerful humans that are very in tune with this heart energy, it goes out miles. That's unbelievable and amazing, right? And that energy, you know, we know that 5G is a very bad energy, right? It's negative. Well, we have good energy. This is a good energy. And it beats out all the negative energy. So there is something with frequency and energy. And so I believe that people in power are afraid of us knowing how powerful our bodies are. And they don't want us to come together to figure that out. So you always have an ability to overcome this. Never think that you don't. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have that kind of nanotechnology knowledge. You don't need that. We have something more powerful.
Right. Very important points. Very good points, especially if you talk about spirituality and religion, that and meditation, that we have electrical energies inside us. We have the pineal mm-hmm. gland. We have the ability to connect with the divine force, the higher force and higher consciousness. And that is mm-hmm. what I feel is they're trying to destroy. And yes. If we see all the things that's happening around the world is an agenda to beat that. If they're adding fluorine in the waters, chemicals in the airs, Wi-Fi and electromagnetic frequencies everywhere. So this is an attempt to attack that. So here I would like to ask one question. How is the vaccine going to impact us if we talk from the point of religion and spirituality, and especially VMAT2 genes? There was a mm-hmm. meeting at the Pentagon, the video that was released. It talked about specifically about eliminating the religious fundamentalism from people. So VMAT2 gene, what exactly it is about?
Well, we have known that we can monitor and tag certain genes that, because, you know, okay, let me go back. Emotions and thoughts, those sort of things, they're actually physical in our body. You can map them out. They were able to take people in a deep meditative state, people that were very powerful prayers, people that were very spiritual that they knew in their community, and analyze them and study them and do brain scans. And they were able to find the gene that they all connected them that was overactive, right? And that's called the VMAT gene. So people that had a very active VMAT gene were very spiritual people, that they were the ones that could affect people over distances with just prayer and meditation, or the yogis in a deep meditative state. So they found that gene. So they said they could use it in a military sense. What if we knocked out that gene? What if we stopped that connection, that spiritual connection? Then probably we could overcome people easier because they just didn't have a connection with something, a higher power. So they were talking about using this against other countries. So do you not think that they could use this now to control people around the world? And I go back to Dr. Craig Venter. He's one of those scientists that actually looked into all of these genes. He's one of the scientists that tried to patent that, and he couldn't patent it because it's natural. So that's when he went ahead and he made sure that you can patent something synthetic inside of a human. And remember, he is an atheist. You can look up his bio. He doesn't believe in God, but he believes he can be a God. So this is who's in charge of these scientific breakthroughs. He's spearheading what's happening around the world with these vaccines. Know his intent. Know that he doesn't believe in a higher power inside of us, but he believes he can manipulate that inside of us. So that's very important to know. They are attacking the beautiful thing, the beautiful light that's inside of us. We are eternal beings. We have a soul. We have a light inside of us. It's actually measurable by science. It's proven. And they're trying to take that away from us. They're trying to control that inside of us. And then they think we can live forever, but in a terrible way. They believe that if they upload our memories into a computer, then they can download our memories into a digital form of us or a clone form of us. They talk about these things. That is not living. I know we are eternal, but not in that way. I don't want their way. I want the way that's always been there. I want that light, that eternal soul that's mine. I'm a sovereign soul. You're a sovereign soul. We go on. We don't need them. And they don't have the right over our spirituality, our soul, our light.
Right. So doctor, these are important points, especially if we are connected to the spiritual world. So we need to understand that this is a big agenda, and they're trying to attack us from all ends. So part of the equation is that they're trying to do this for money and also for control. So and they think that they can live forever and control us, but this is not going to work. So of course they don't understand this thing. And if you talk about the evidence, how they are earning through this and how they are trying to get the profits out of this agenda, can you tell us, because you mentioned about Bill Gates, so how does he actually profit from this and how does he control things?
Well, first of all, if they're able to patent humans, they can make money off of us that way, right? The ability to control us from the nanotechnology part to do the surveillance. If you look on a patent called 2020-06-06-06, that includes almost every country around the world, you'll see a diagram and they will explain it. There is a person there. And the person has the biosensors inside of them, which would be given to us through the vaccine. The biosensors would be monitoring everything about us and sending it to our phones. Once it's in the phone, it's going to send it to the 5G cloud. In the cloud, it's accumulating the data and it goes to a central computer, and that computer, a supercomputer, and that would analyze everything that's going on. It would determine or not, based on the biometric data, how much cryptocurrency you get, like if you're a good human or a bad human. And then it gives you your reward, or maybe it takes cryptocurrency away from you. Immediate, it's a computer. No other human is in that algorithm. A computer then controls what you get, period. It's very dangerous, right? So that is proposed to be being used. And they're actually doing this right now. They're testing it out in Africa with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the MasterCard, the credit card foundation. They're doing it to test subjects right now. So it's not in the far future. Once they perfect it there, they plan to launch it obviously everywhere else in the world. And if you look at the world leaders, they all say by 2030, they would like us to be part of the Internet of Everything, which is part of that cryptocurrency. We've got 9 more years to go on their timeline. But just know that just because they plan it doesn't mean they'll get away with it. You know, with knowledge is power and the truth will set us free. And believe me, that I know these people in power are very fearful for of us knowing this and uniting and coming together. And that's why they're pushing this agenda so fast right now. And this is why they're hitting us so hard right now with all of this. And just know that our bodies are amazing. If we were just biological entities, yeah, I guess game over, but we're not. We are spiritual entities and we overcome things that we cannot explain by science. And that is amazing and beautiful because of that spirit inside of us. And know that nothing's ever insurmountable. So just know in our genetic makeup, it's a blueprint for life. Our bodies never forget the way that they're supposed to be. The memory is always there. And so we've seen that just as well as negative frequencies can affect things negatively, positive frequencies can affect it too. And a wonderful studies have been done in Russia where they take genetically modified plants, their genomes have been corrupted. They put a pyramidal structure, just tubular, and it's got the exact dimensions of the Pyramid of Giza. And within two life cycles of putting it over that ground, the plant's genome changed back to the wild type, the original genome. They remembered what they were supposed to be. Is that not beautiful?
That's great. That's amazing. So that was a very important and informative interview, Dr. Carey. Thank you so much for joining us. So just last final comments to our audience. So how should be they fighting this criminal agenda that's being imposed on humanity? What we can do at individual levels and how can we fight this and get out of this?
Again, start meeting with each other in each other's homes at least once a week. And you start sharing this information. You tell people. You open their eyes. Yeah, you light that fire in their hearts. And you tell them about our human rights, about that Nuremberg Code. You tell them about what's in these vaccines. You tell them, look up what these people, what they stand for, what Bill and Melinda Gates stand for. You tell them what this Dr. Craig Venter stands for. You educate them. And you know, the answers will come once we have the true knowledge and the truth. Again, the truth will set us free. So all you have to do, you don't have to worry about the big picture. Start doing those little, I call it baby steps, meeting with each other once a week, period, and going over what our rights are, what's really happening with these. And I guarantee that will be the answer.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Carey. So audience, this was Dr. Carey. So much information, so much knowledge, so much sweetness in her. So we hope that Doctor joins us again in the future and educate the community. Thank you so much, Dr. Carey Mede.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.